On page Ayin Aleph, last week we learned Se'ifim, Dalad, and Hey. We have some Mar Mekarmis from Rabbi Tzvi Yehuda, Zichron Levracha, and I thought it would be important to learn one or two of them. One or two of them are Mekarmis. So you should have a page from last week, and Shmuel made a few more. I think everybody should have. Let me just remind you what we were talking about at the end, page Ayin to Ayin Aleph, Seif Hey. The Rav Kook explains that there are two sources of Musar, the two sources of life, of understanding, of living, which could appear to be distinct and separate. But Bamis, of course, they're one. They're the Shari Bina, the Shari Oira Shel HaBina HaTivis. Bina HaTivis, man's natural sense of what's right and what's wrong. The natural toiv of the world, of all that was created in God's image. Rav Kook calls the Kol HaShem HaPashut, the simple voice of God. The simple voice of God that compels people to be kind, even to be heroic. Find people that do such unbelievable things. Good people, kind people, heroic people. The Kol Hashem HaPashut. Then, of course, Pchi B'Yaseira, the great love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us, and we was zeichet to receive the Torah. There the Kol Hashem, of course, is more complicated, richer, deeper, infinitely more beautiful, infinitely more sophisticated than the Kol Hashem Poshet, the Kol Poshet that is resonating throughout creation. There's the voice of Torah that takes us, if we want, to a completely different madrega, to a higher madrega than the rest of the world, who are limited to the Kol Hashem, to the Kol Hashem HaPashut, the simple voice of God in creation. But Rav Kook warns, and that's what we were learning last Erev Shabbos. Rav Kook warns, Oy vavoy. If we close our ears not to listen to the Kol Hashem HaPashut, to the simple voice of Hashem, because these are not two separate sounds in creation, that there aren't chalila two separate sources of creation, everything is one, and that oneness means that oneness means that the Kol Hashem HaPashut, the Kol Hashem HaPashut cannot chalila be separated from the voice of Hashem that we hear coming from Teresh B'Chsav, from Teresh Baal Peh, from Shulchan Aruch, from all of our Menhagim, from everything that we received, that we were zeichet to receive as Jews. If the most basic 001 prerequisite world of Derech Eretz Kadma L'Torah that we spoke about last day of Shabbos. Derech Eretz Kadma L'Torah, Kol Hashem HaPashut, the 10 Ma'amaras, the 10 utterances of creation, where the Baruch Shalom says, be a mensch, be a human being. Be a human being. It's the ground level of being a Yirei Shamayim, of being a person of Torah. It's Kadim Kol to be a Ben Adam. To hear the Kol Hashem Poshet, not to chalila tear these two worlds apart. And this is something, unfortunately, that we've been struggling with since Maimon HaSinai. And we learned last week, I'm just reviewing for a minute, we learned last week that this is the deeper meaning of how the Targum translates the Pasuk where Hashem says, Am Novav Lechachem, it's a horrible thing. And I'm novel v'loy chacham. People, novel is not such a nice word. We do things that are not right. V'loy chacham. So Targum says, Amad Kabilo Araisa V'lo Chakimu. There's such a thing that a person is Makabal Torah, that he receives the Torah, that he believes in Torah, and he observes Torah, but V'lo Chakimu. V'lo Chakimu. The most basic Chochma, the most basic Chochma of what it means to be Bal Derech Eretz, to hear the Kol Hashem HaPoshet, that awareness, that consciousness, is missing in the person. V'lo Chakimu. So on the page that you have in front of you, there are a number of my Mekarmas. Some of them are more Kabbalah, some are not. We'll do a little bit where you see the arrow. It says a Kamosha Mishu Chamor Lahava. Now, years ago, it must be already 16, 17 years ago, I spoke about this a little bit on Shabbos HaGadol for a few minutes. It was in the gym by the foul line. But in the old days, Rav Cook's Hakdama to Shir Hashirim is something that's Loima Alma Hadain. It's not from this world. Whoever hasn't learned it, it's Chaval. The way that he wrote it, even the way that he wrote it, he was going with the author of the Eitz HaGaonim. They were walking along the shore someplace by Yafo. I don't know. They were walking in the. And all of a sudden, Rav Cook sat down on a rock, and he was like looking out and thinking. And then Rav Levin brought him something to write on. It was a cardboard. He saw that he was like, and he started to write. And it's a whole chavaya. This Hagdama to Shir Hashirim. So as part over there, of course, afterwards we have in the siddur of Rav Cook. Look inside on the page. It's five lines down where the arrow is. A person who is completely oblivious to love. Chamor, you all know what it means, but it's a strong expression to say that it's totally oblivious, insensitive, apathetic, whatever. He's completely shut off. He's not, for whatever reason, he hasn't met the right person. She hasn't met the right person. But the metzius is that this individual is a chamor lahava, a person who has unfortunately never experienced a deep, deep feeling of love. Leyachush. He can't feel. He can't understand. What do the poets want? And what are they talking about? All these poets. So he'll read some romantic sonnet from Shakespeare, and he'll say, "What's a Michigan? What's he talking like that? What's wrong with the guy?" He'll hear songs about people being in love, written by people who feel in love. Even the most basic, simple people, but there's a feeling of ahava. So Rav Kook says, "Layochush mayach b'su mishayrei ahava b'shirei ha'protein." They don't understand. What are they trying to get at, these people, in their poems and their songs? What are these feelings that they're expressing? In other words, unfortunately, these people's ears are closed to the kol ha-poshut of Hashem. Because one of the simplest and sweetest expressions of the kol Hashem in creation is zachum nekeva barat. Is the feeling of ahava. It could be ahava, romantic love, the great ahava of Yedidus, David, and Yehoinasan. Of course, Shir Hashirim is written in a way between a man and a woman. It's a marshal of Kutcher Bichon Knesset Yisrael. And the whole thing of Cook's writing about there in our realm is that if a person can't feel human love, then he can't feel the love of God. He's oblivious to that midah, to that emotion of love. So he doesn't understand the poems of love or the songs. He doesn't understand them. And he reads about the longings that are being expressed in these poems or in these songs, And he thinks it is silly, it's infantile, it's ridiculous of you. Now you know that there was a movement in Chazal to prevent Shir Shirim from being part of Tanakh. It's a Mishnah in Yadayim, and we have other Makaris in Chazal. It was only Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said that Kol Hashirim HaKadosh, Hashirim is Kadosh Kadosh. But there was a strong reason for that opposition. I think I mentioned last week, and we understand that when a person is not in that place of pure, delicate feelings of Ahava, the only relationship that that person can understand is a relationship that is coarse and unrefined. Just like you have men that take advantage of women, and you have women that take advantage of men as well, purely for physical reasons. So the Chacham were afraid that to read Shir Hashirim, if you get a person who's a Chamor le'ahava, but doesn't know what love is, doesn't know what that feeling of love is in a deep way, and you give him Shir Hashirim to read, so Chas v'chalila, in that person's unrefined, coarse way of looking at things, he could read Shir Hashirim, God forbid, as something that's not nice. Something that's not nice. For him, it would be a type of, I don't want to use a bad word, it would be a type of pornography. For him, for this person. When he reads, Yishakenim in the Shikois Piyu, so he starts to make an elbow next to the guy, the guy that's next to him in the bar, Yishakenim in the Shikois Piyu. I'm not going to translate it. Yishakenim in the Shikois Piyu, and for him, it's not a place of ruchni. It's not any of ruchnius. He only can understand that from his perspective, which is a perspective that's very magushim, that's very coarse, that's very physical. He doesn't know what they're talking about. He doesn't know what the Chosn HaKala and Shir Hashirim are talking about. It's the strangest thing to him. The same way he doesn't understand Shir Hashirim, doesn't understand any love poem or any love song, Lahavdol from Shir Hashirim. He doesn't understand it at all. So to him it's something stop. Like why do they have to start? Why do they have to say poetry to each other? They should write and just go and do avayers. Just get right down to business. But you have to have all this poetry. What's the shakanim and the shikaspir? Ki toim derechem ayin. What are you talking so much? What's all the poetry? They don't get it. The chamorim le'ahava don't get it. Therefore, Rav Kook says, "Im ha'yuchelz biyodel lahashplus gaguayim ad kedei teimas chushay hagas." It was possible for these people to lower and to defile these longings of love, ad kedei teimas chushay hagas, to bring it to his own coarse, unrefined level, which is plain pashut gashmis. He would do with simcha slave and nefesh. He would do with great joy and great happiness, as is the way of all the Megushamim in this world, that you could take the most beautiful thing and could see the most beautiful thing, something which is so, they could make it into something which is ugly and disgusting and so on. To understand, I'm not going to go into this now, but the Inyan of Adam and Chava having to cover themselves after the Chait, you understand? In that world after the Chait, when the person's eyes and the person's thoughts and feelings have become coarsened as a result of chait, that which was beautiful and that which was something which was holy has already become a source for the lowest times. That's the world after the chait. the world that's Magushim, the world that's a Chamor Le'ahava. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam and Chava in such a way. Etzem Ha'atzamai, Libi U'Besari Mamish. That's how Adam and Chava were created. As a result, and in that state, it didn't have to be with coverings. But La'achar HaChet, after the Chet, so you remember after the Chet, the Kol Hashem HaPoshet was calling out to them in the Gan, in the garden, the voice of Hashem, and they were hiding from the voice of Hashem. That's exactly what we're learning. The sugya of hiding from Hashem's voice and not trying not to hear that voice of Hashem, the most basic voice of Hashem. What Rav Kook is saying here is that the person kemishli by Arla, a person whose heart is uncircumcised, and it has to be this way. What does it mean, it has to be this way? It has to be that this person would just laugh and make jokes and cracks. And but we see that this whole industry of filth, where it come from, such an industry, that there's a whole industry, billions of dollars are spent on filth, on taking the Tzelem Elokim, Azach in the cave, and Adam and Achava, and making it into something which is disgusting. A person who's a Chamer L'Ahava doesn't know what else to do with this, except to interpret it in his own disgusting and filthy Magushim Dika way. And that's why after the Chet there needs to be coverings and so on. So you'll have some girl that she'll walk around without her clothing on properly, and she'll say, "Oh, I don't mean anything bad." Ki'ilu she's before the Chet, and then she says, "Well, that's the why should anybody look at me? Nobody should have anything to say about this." Kind of called the reason that she's wearing it is that somebody should have something to say about it. But even if she's some sort of a clueless, some sort of a flower child, I don't know. But even, let's say, Lu Yitzuya, the idea that no one's going to think anything is so absurd. Because we're talking about after the Chet of the Eitz Hadas. When it was still the Eitz HaChaim, there was such an Inyan. But after we ate from the Eitz Hadas, what are you talking about? You have to be covered. You have to be covered. The Inyan is not interpreted by the vast majority of the world. That Inyan is not interpreted in any way the way that it was in Gan Eden Mikedem. So what are you talking? What do you think you're doing? You're not in Gan Eden. And even Gan Eden didn't work out. You're not there. And therefore the Inyan now is a Rumim Haim. You're naked. And you have to cover yourself. You have to cover yourself.
For a person who never had this, who never was able to taste of ascending to a higher place,
a person who has never felt, who's never tasted the sweetness, the pleasantness of the Or Ahava Sulama, of the love of the Creator of all worlds. Ish Nova V'Loi Chacham Kazeh. So here Rav Kook again refers to this pasuk. Ish Nova V'Loi Chacham Kazeh. This person is a novel. He's a low person. Ish Nova V'Loi Chacham. He's not a Chacham. As we learned before, could be a person that's kabila raisa lo hakim. I'll explain in a minute. He's an ish novel lo chacham kaza lo yuchal achilas arayin. It's impossible for him to comprehend, to be able to grasp this deeper thought. Lo yuchal achilas arayin. That these longings, these great many longings that are expressed in Shir HaShirim between a man and a woman,
That's what Shir Hashirim is doing. These longings that are expressed between a man and a woman in Shir Hashirim. Hem rishamim shel ha'oitzer ha'gonus benefesh klal ha'uma. We could say are the echoes of that oitzer ha'gonus, of the treasure that is hidden in the soul of the nation of Israel, of Am Yisrael. No one has to read the entire Hagadamah there. That's where Rav Kook speaks about Rabbi Akiva and his love for Rachel Bas Kalba Savua. And from that Ahava, Rabbi Akiva was able to come out of himself and to become the one who taught that Ve'ahavta Recha Kamoicha is the Klal Gadol B'Torah, is the essence of Torah, and from there to come to the Madrega of being killed al Kiddush Hashem while saying Shema Yisrael Hashem Akan Hashem Echad Ve'ahavta Hashem Akarecha B'chol Levavcha B'chol Nafshcha Kol Yom Ha'Yisim Etzdaya. My whole life I was waiting to be able to give myself over to God in such a way, with such ahava, with such love. As he made the connection between the lowest love and the highest love. He made the connection between the romantic love for Rachel Bas Kalba Savua. He wasn't a Talmud Chacham, as we know. The Gemara says things about him. He was a very coarse person, it sounds like, the way he's portrayed in Chazal. Obviously had unbelievable kaychas, unbelievable kaychas, but it was in Levush that was not refined. And somehow, through that relationship with Rachel Bas Kalba Savua, until finally the ahava between the man and the woman, between the Zach and the Kev, the Adam and Chava, became an ahava that was for the entire Jewish people. And from the ahava of the entire Jewish people, he came to the highest madrega of Ahav Hashem HaKach B'chol Levavcha B'chol Nafshcha, and he gave up his life Ahav Hashem, that he died in such a way with Echad. In other words, what Rav Kook is saying is that Shir Hashirim presents the simple sound of Ahav, of love. The Kol HaPoshet, the simplest sound of love, is one which every human being is, every person who's not a Chamor Lahav, a person, a healthy person, wants and is looking for in life. That's the Sharei Ha'oira Shel HaBina HaTivis in the most powerful way. The Bina HaTivis of wanting to have this relationship, this connection, be a Ahava, with great love with another person. Our job is not to ever lose that Kol Poshet, is not to ever forget Shir Hashirim, but to connect that Kol Poshet of Ahava, of the simplest and sweetest love between a man and a woman, to connect that to the highest love, to the highest love of Ahavas Hashem. That the Kol Poshet, meaning the Sharei Bina, the Sharei Bina HaTivis, the Sharei HaOira Shel HaBina HaTivis, to connect with the Sharei HaOira of Kedusha, of the Torah. That's Rabbi Akiva said, Kol HaShirim Kodesh, and Shir HaShirim is Kodesh Kedoshim. Because Kodesh Kedoshim is a physical place. It's an Even Pshuta. It's a simple stone in the world. But that simple stone, if it's understood properly, leads a person to the highest, highest place. Kol HaShirim Kodesh, Shir HaShirim is Kodesh Kedoshim. All the other songs of the Torah speak openly and directly about holiness. So it's the Kol Hashem. It's the voice of Hashem. It's the Aseret HaDibros. It's God speaking to us in the language of Torah. Shiras Moshe and the other Shiras of the Be'er and so on. All of the Shiras are speaking about God openly and directly. Those are the songs of Torah. Shir Hashirim, Rav Kook says, is Kodesh HaKadoshim. All the other Shirim are Kodesh. They speak openly about Kedusha. Shir HaShirim is holy of holies. Because you have to be a certain kind of a person to look at a rock, to look at a place in this world, and to see in that place, Yishakenim and the Shikos Piyu, to see in that place that which is what Chazal say. Aroshmai and Nashke Hadadi, the heaven and earth are kissing in that place. For a person to be able to see physical reality, or to listen to the Kol HaPashut, and to interpret that as the voice of God, that's a person who knows what it means to be in love. A person who knows that what it feels like, that a relationship that to other people is a coarse physical thing, really is that physical thing is only a levush for something that's much, much deeper, can understand that the physical place on the Har HaBayis is only a levush for something that's much, much deeper. It's Kodesh Kadosh. And that was taught by Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva's whole life is that story of Shir HaShirim being Kodesh Kadosh. But we have no place else where Chazal tell us the inyan of the Ahava between a man and a woman like this, like Rabbi Akiva with Rav Hamas Kalbus for such a thing. Nowadays, that would never appear in the religious newspaper, such a story. It would never be accepted. You wouldn't believe the kinds of things that are rejected by the religious newspapers. You know. Religious things that are rejected by religious newspapers, but there could be, they're afraid, and I understand, they're afraid of the Chamarim Lahava, what's going to be. Someone's going to interpret like this, interpret like that, somebody has to watch everything. Rabbi Akiva and Rachel Bas Kalbus would never would have gotten into any of the Jewish newspapers. Maybe the Jewish press. Just for old time's sake. But it certainly would have made it into any of the Haredi press, that's for sure not. In the Haredi press, I'm not allowed to talk about husbands and wives loving each other and stuff like that. It's off. It's off. I told you once that there was this very chashuv a woman who's very close to our family. She sings beautiful songs, composes beautiful songs. And she had a song. In that song, there was something about her love for her husband. It was in one of her songs. So she was went to speak in a school someplace in Flatbush, and the headmistress said, "Please don't use the L word." and she's a Baal Shuv, like the most innocent Baal Shuv. She said, "What?" She was trying to think what dirty word does she have in any of the songs. What's the L word? And the woman leaned over to whisper, "Love." She said, "That's about my husband." We are living in a loveless world over here. Not allowed to mention things like that. We can't talk about stuff like that. You understand also. I mean, I'm making a little chayzik because it's so pathetic. But the emes is, they're chamarim lahava, you know. They're chamarim lahava. The emes is, you know, people take things. You know, like there was a Michigan Jewish comedian, I remember years ago. Maybe I don't remember exactly. It wasn't him. It could be that it was in something. Something that I should forget. So I'm not embarrassed that I forgot. I forgot. But I saw somewhere. It was a Jewish thing. That's for sure. It was a Jewish thing. But there was a. You know how they have the psychologists. They have these things with the associate. You know, you look at the. Let's call the test. It's a name. Rorschach. So they showed like the ink blood, right? So they show the person was supposed to say, "Oh, this is a sunrise." And then, and they take the next thing, and this is a little boy riding on a horse. And they try to touch up the person based upon how he looks at these ink blots. So there's this Jewish guy, and they show him every ink blot that they show him. He says, "Oh, he's just disgusting." It's like, he sees like mom's almost disgusting things, like with a guy and a girl, like in these ink blots. And the guy takes, and he's riding. And he takes out the next ink blot, and he says, "Oh my goodness, that's disgusting." So like it's going on for a few minutes. Every single ink blot that he shows this guy, that he shows this Jewish guy, so he says, "That's disgusting. That's disgusting." So finally, the psychologist puts his things down and says, "You know, you have a filthy mind." So the guy says, "What do you mean I have a filthy mind? They're your pictures." "I have a filthy mind? I don't buy stuff like that." A person who's a chamar le'ahav, you understand, everything that he looks, everything he sees in the world is, he sees in such a magushim dika way. So all of his associations are low and are disgusting and are filthy. That's the world we're living in, Hashem Yarachim. So there is an inyan, we understand, to be afraid. How is this going to be understood? How is this going to be interpreted? But what's pathetic about it is that they're talking about Jewish children, Jewish teenage people that become such to be suspected of such things. But okay. But what Rav Kook is saying is that Shir HaShirim, Shir HaShirim, Am Nova V'Loi Chacham, if you're trying to hear the Pshat in Tosis, you're trying to hear the Pshat in the Gemara, you're trying to be a Jew that keeps Shulchan Aruch, but you can't hear anymore the Kol HaPoshet of Shir HaShirim, then you're an Am Nova V'Loi Chacham, the Kabila Raisa V'Loi Chachkimu. You lost your humanity. You lost the most basic, the most basic credential of what it means to be a human being, from which you can develop into a person who's passionately in love with God. If you're a chamor le'ahava, if you can't feel love, if you don't understand Shir HaShirim, if to you Shir HaShirim makes you, if Shir HaShirim makes your ears turn red, because this is like, what's going on over here? And you can't understand that there's such an inyan of ahava, that Hashem speaks in such a way, the kol ha'pasha between a man and a woman, then you don't understand what the Kodesh Kedoshim is. You don't understand what the Beis HaMikdash is. And you also, when you learn, whatever you're doing in your learning, it's Hakim of Allah Kabila, it's Kabila Rasul of Allah Hakim. Your whole Torah learning is just also, it's about Shlam Arichs and Metals, two people fighting over Metals. You don't understand what they're fighting about. You don't really understand what they're fighting about. There's an unbelievable Sikha from the Babish Rebbe Sussan, like, a whole Mayim of Shlam Arichs and Metals. What are they fighting about? What are they fighting about? Person never learned. We'll see. Person never learned Pnimius at Torah. So he looks at everything as Kabila Rais of Loch Hakim. Kabila Rais of Loch Hakim doesn't understand. Yeah.
It's just when you're talking about Rabbi Kiva, it's first thing out of me that other Rabbi. Yes, it does say that if he embedded Tal B'Chacham and Hashchanut
Chacham.
But the sources are saying the reason that he would have said that he was the person who was the one when in the famous story of Dan Lekav Schus. That he worked for years.
The Gemara says the whole story.
So that was a person who was exactly the Kol Hashem HaPasha type of person, who was an ignorant person.
100%. 100%. And that
developed.
That's exactly. And Rachel saw that in him.
And he was upset at the Talmidei Chachamim because they're the ones who sat by Kapsa by Kapsa.
Okay, so Rachel Bas Kapsa must have seen that in him. Yeah. It was. It's not a stira, because that was bubbling inside of him. But because of his background and because of where he came from, that he was a Ben Gayim and so on, so he misinterpreted himself. He was misinterpreted by others. But she saw in him. She saw in him this.
He was amazing.
And that's why we see that the tzaddikim went after. I'll give you another famous shepherd. Many years later. Rabbi Kiva was a shepherd. There was a Jew, Rabbi Isaac Kalava. And once Rabbi Moshe Leib Sasseva went, because Rabbi Moshe Leib Sasseva used to go to find tzaddikim. He used to go around looking for tzaddikim. Not in regular places like you look for a tzaddik, you know, in the Beis Medrash. He used to go hunting for tzaddikim, Jews that they didn't look on the outside like they were tzaddikim. And there's a whole story, but Rabbi Moshe Leib Sasseva came. Rabbi Isaac Kalava lived in Hungary. Moshe Leib Sasseva went. In those days, there was no yet, the light of the Baal Shem Tov really hadn't gone to that place. And Moshe Leib Sasseva went there. And, they say that it could be Rabbi Leib Saras. Some say Moshe Leib Sasseva was Rabbi Leib Saras. But one of the tzaddikim went there. There was a shepherd. And the shepherd was singing. And the tzaddik went mushugi. He was listening to this song, and he went to the mother. He went to because there was no father, and he went to the mother. He said, "I have to take your son. We need him. Klal Yisrael needs him." He became a Isaac Kalav. He was a goyin, a tzaddik, a kodesh. We still have. I don't know. That's the song where it comes from. Salachakoshmar. Here we have songs of that he sang as a shepherd. That song, there's a famous one that he sang as a shepherd, which is like the Hungarian, the Jewish Hungarian national anthem, the Salakakashman. They were raised with that in the home. The song about the Shechin, about the forest, and about the rose, and about the... It's unbelievable. But the tzaddikim are able to hear this.
It's part of the story that he was singing non-Jewish Nagunim.
Yeah.
And he was making...
He was singing a shepherd song. But the Baal Shem HaKadosh took songs like this. Other tzaddikim took songs like this. But a person who's a chamer le'ahava can't deal with songs like that. Because they ask a kasha. How come the tzaddikim, they took goyish music and they made it into something? the avoid of tzaddikim, because when they hear the kol pasha, they hear the sound of God. But if you're a person that doesn't hear the sound of God, you just hear the musical instruments, so then you have to be very, very, very careful. It's a dangerous malacha for the goyish and the gunim. It's a dangerous malacha. It's better to stay away from the whole thing. But the tzaddikim are able to hear such a thing. So they saw in Akiva. Of course, Rabbi Kiva was there already. Rabbi Kiva, he was there. So this is what Rav Kook is talking about here in what we're learning in Ayur Satara. To be careful not to chas v'chalila make a separation between the Shari Ayra of the Bina HaTivis and the Shari Ayra of Torah, not to make a separation. An Ish Ruach is a person whose ears are open to the sounds of Hashem and all of creation. An Ish Ruach looks at a little child and sees in the little child the most beautiful things, the most beautiful. Sees in the child the Tzelem Elokim. You can have a person who's a Chamer Lahava, and he sees in the child something disgusting to take advantage of a child, which we see Hashem Yirachem. Therefore, an ish Ruach, a person of Kodesh Kedoshim, sees what's beautiful in all of creation and appreciates all of the Nevroim, and appreciates human beings and appreciates all that's created by Kodesh Baruch Hu, and he is able to see in everything the hand of Hashem. He's able to hear the voice of Hashem in everything. The problem is that if Chalila were Megushamim, then we understand why there have to be coverings and coverings. So what I was joking a little bit about before, about the lady in the school, and about all the way the Jewish magazines have to make all kinds of coverings. Because the covering of a fig leaf is no longer enough, you understand? It's no longer enough. Because it's Rachmanis, because of the Tumah. Because of who we are. If we would be the people that we need to be, so then there wouldn't be a problem with the internet. There wouldn't be a problem with the internet. We wouldn't look at the internet and think of disgusting things. I made a whole big thing, so people were upset with me. He even got to somebody out of town. I had somebody like left me a message on that, you know, that like I'm anti technology or something like that. It was like I'm from the Stone Ages. I forgot the lesson he used, but you know, we're past the Stone Ages. Something, because I made a thing about how it's. I think it's a terrible thing to daven from an iPad or whatever, iPhone. It's a terrible thing to daven. In my opinion, it's a terrible, terrible thing to daven. And so, this is also going to be also like, you know, I'm not from the Machmirim, you know, that whole brigade. That's not the point. The point is, what do you think of when you look at that machine? What do you think of when you look at the iPod? So some people, when they look at that iPhone. When you look at that thing, what do you think of? Some people just think of oi, oi. It means like tension, right? Tension. Because it means having to return a million phone calls and having to return a million emails and having to be at work and to look up this and to look up that. So that's an association. That's one of those. Then you have a 16-year-old boy. When he looks at that thing, he doesn't think of anything that causes tension. He thinks of pleasure when he looks at that thing. Wherever he goes on his little trips, when he looks at the movies and other images over there, he takes his little thing. That's his. Each person has different associations, like the inkblot, with that machine. But you know, when you take a siddur in your hand, there can only be one association. That's the Bari Kol Olamim. Even if you're an idiot, you're still careful not to put that underneath. You don't throw it on the floor. Do you ever see anybody kiss his iPhone? I mean, maybe there's just a Michigan. They make nice. I know they don't let go. I see that they don't let go. But to kiss, I never saw such a thing. I didn't see. So a person davens from the iPhone. That same thing that has associations. Each person has different associations. Even if it's not with filth. The association is with work and with other things, with Nairishkeit and all kinds of things. They look up to make jokes and to all kinds of Nairishkeit, different pictures and things to see. Even if it's not filth, even if it's not the teenage boy's iPhone. From that you put on that machine, you want to see Ashrei Yeshvei V'Yisach. From there you stand before, you're not embarrassed to stand before the Baruch HaLolam to say an Ashrei. So it sounds like it's crazy, this is a crazy thing. I don't want to say something that nice. If you're a Chamer Le'ahava, you don't know what I'm talking about. I'm sorry to say that, it doesn't sound nice. But if you're an Ish Ruach, then you understand what I'm talking about. It's a Rachmanis that we have with all these things beside that, what they do to us. But the Kalapach is a person who's able to take a Siddur in his hand. I'm not going to go to the next step and talk about learning from these things, because I know that already is too much. That already be a Shvius HaKalim. I don't mean a Shvius HaKalim, which I'd like to see Shvius HaKalim. I mean, to say that someone's going to think that I'm saying you're not allowed to learn from there, and when that's where most of the rabbis get the Divrei Torah from these days. So what would happen to Klal Yisrael if there's not going to be a, if you can't look at Divrei Torah on the? But I feel very, very, very sad for those Jews who don't open up the sefer anymore and don't smell the delicious smell of the pages. And are not able to touch the pages the Jews before them touched. So if we would be Adam Kaidam Achait, would there be anything wrong with taking a machine and davening? Could be not. There would be no negative associations with it. If it would be Adam Kaidam Achait, there would be nothing negative about that machine. But since everybody knows that machine has in it, it's not in it, but it has the potential, it has there, and it has all different kinds of things that are not about the Borei Kol Olamim. So what are you davening from that? Okay, I'm not going to go to the part of learning, and I say that, I know it's already too much. But davening, you can't get there, you can still get for a dollar, a little siddur. What do you have to daven from that? What do you have to talk to the Baruch Hu from such a thing that has such associations with other things, things that are not holy and not pure, even if it's not from the lowest things? Even if you're such a tzaddik that you don't ever look at anything bad, and even if you don't want to look at anything bad, there are things that pop up on those things also. So from that you're going to daven. But the point is that it's true that we need many coverings after the chet of the Yetzer Hara. It's true. And when I say these kind of things, it sounds very, very strong. It's because of these coverings that are needed. Maybe that's what the lady meant in the school when she was saying, don't say about this because the girls are going to... I don't know. I think maybe that's a little bit different. It's not important to go into chalukim. But the Yisoid HaDavah is that if you don't look at Shir HaShirim as something which is holy, then it has to be covered. And there were Chacham that wanted to cover it. Rabbi Kiva was coming from a different place. Rabbi Kiva says, Kol HaShirim Kaidah, Shir HaShirim is Kaidah Kadash. That's talking about when Rabbi Kiva saw those psukim. So he used to cry saying this, Erev Shabbos. When Rabbi Kiva saw those psukim, was talking about God. It's talking about the Rishon when he saw the psukim. Another person is a Chamer La'ahava who doesn't understand love songs. He looks at that. He looks at that, and he says, "Oh Lord, what's that inkblot? You know, like what's the matter with Hashem that he wrote such a thing?" Like Lo Aleinu, there's a certain professor who wrote a book about Reb Tzadok HaKohen. I don't know the professor person. He wrote a book about Reb Tzadok HaKohen. So I was all excited. Somebody wrote about the Kohen. There weren't too many things about him. And I got this book. I read only, it wasn't so far into the book, and he starts to psychoanalyze Reb Tzadok. Because Reb Tzadok HaKohen writes a lot, him and Rabbi Nachman. Reb Tzadok and Rabbi Nachman write a lot about Shemir Sevris. Anybody that learns the Kohen Svarim, no, he writes him and Reb Leibel Eger, the whole Bis Medrash of Ishbitz, and Rabbi Nachman, there's a lot about Kedushas HaBris, about the sanctity of the Bris Mila. So this professor starts to, he starts to write about it. He's making a whole chesed of something that's wrong with Reb Tzadok HaKohen. Something that's wrong with Reb Tzadok, that he was a frustrated person. That Reb Tzadok HaKohen is writing about it. What do you say such a thing? So he looks at the writings of the Kohen. The Kohen, when he was still being nursed by his mother, knew a million times more than the professor. I was on an infinitely higher madriga than the professor. The professor is a Chamer La'ahava, and he reads something from Reb Tzadok, or he reads something from Rabbi Nachman, and he says, "Oh my goodness, you're the one that bought that. You're the one with the problem." Reb Tzadok HaKohen is talking about Shemir Sabris. Look how many pieces he talks about Shemir Sabris. Must be the Reb Tzadok has an Indian. He's struggling. They like to use that word. Of course he was a tzaddik. The man says he was a tzaddik. Professor says he was a great man. But he, you see that when he was a young man, he had to struggle very, very much with this. And how did the professor come to that conclusion? Because it says, because Reb Tzaddik writes about Shemir Tzaddik, so from that he came to the conclusion that the kain was struggling with the inyan of Shemir Tzaddik. Fine. It's a chamul ahava. Hakim, kabil arayis of lo hakimu. So he received the Torah and he's writing a whole dissertation on some subject in Torah. Look, Hakim, he's an idiot. An idiot. He's not. He's a smart guy, I'm sure. But he doesn't understand the love. He doesn't understand the Shir Shim of Reb Tzaddik HaKohen. Reb Tzaddik HaKohen was talking about Shir Shim, and this guy, he says, oh, you're the one that published that thing. That's what somebody would say to Hashem. You're the one that, they would say to Hashem, why'd you publish such a book? That's not such a nice book, Shir Shim. Rabbi Kiva says, Kodesh Kadosh. The mahalach of being done the kavzchus, the mahalach of being done the kavzchus opens up a person to seeing something beyond. That's for sure. That's for sure.
That's our lesson to us.
That's for sure. That mida is a mida of openness, of being of trying to see what something is. There something holy here, or is it just the way it looks? A person have done is kol ha'adam lekavzchus. Kol ha'adam lekavzchus means to see the entirety of the person. And to see the entirety of the person means to look beyond the surface. So Rabbi Akiva is able to see to that place of Kodesh Kedoshim. Because if you only see things on the surface, and you don't see the Seichel Shebechol Dava, so then you get stuck. You get stuck on the outside. And the outside is not so, it doesn't look nice. Now the next couple lines is from the Netziv. This is something that Tziv writes about. It's really in the Hakdama to Hamikdava. He writes about it in his Shuvas Meshavdava, and he writes about it in many places. The Netziv, of course, was the Rebbe of Rav Kook. The Netziv was the Rebbe of Rav Kook. And on that pasuk that we're learning that Rav Kook brings of Halashem Tigmul Zayis Am Novo Lechacham, is this the way that you pay Hashem back? Is this the way that you treat Hashem? Am Novo Lechacham, and Am Novo Lechacham are people that are this low, whatever, and Am Novo Lechacham Kabila Arayis of Lechakim. So the Netziv writes, Hala Hashem Tigmul Zayis Am Al Chum Bayis Rishon. Am Al Chum Bayis Rishon, it's talking about the Chum of the first Beis HaMikdash. That you know that by the first Beis HaMikdash, Gilai Reis and Shirchus Dama, but there were things that were going on, various that were going on. So is that the way you treat Hashem? Is that the way you pay Him back for all the good that He's done to you? To anger Him and to do disgusting things? Okay, that's the first Beis HaMikdash. Al Hashem Tigmul Uzayis. V'achurm Bayesheni Omar Am Novo Lo Chacham. But by the second Beis HaMikdash, the pasuk is hinting to the second Beis HaMikdash. The Netziv says, when he says, "Am Novo Lo Chacham." Now, the second Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara says that they were learning Torah. They were learning a lot of Torah, and they were no longer involved in those disgusting things. I mean, the way that it was in the first Beis HaMikdash, they were learning Torah. So why would the second Beis HaMikdash, the Jews of the second Beis HaMikdash, which is where we are now, why would they be branded as Am Novo V'Loi Chacham? So he says, Eni Ochelet Mayaleim Halashem Tigmul Uzayis Shem Mekavnim L'Shem Shaman. You can't say Kasha, how are you treating Hashem that way? What do you mean? They were learning Torah. How are you treating Hashem that way? How are we treating Hashem? We go to shul, we go to yeshiva, we put on tefillin, we keep mitzvahs. So you can't say, Hal Hashem Tigmul Uzayis. Why are you mistreating God? Why are you doing disgusting things and so on? No, because in the second Beis HaMikdash, they were very firm. They were very, very firm in the second Beis HaMikdash. You can't say, Hal Hashem Tigmul Uzayis. Shem Mekavim L'Shem Shamayim. These are very firm people in the second Beis HaMikdash. Shem Mekavim L'Shem Shamayim. This is the wonder. Sha'atam am novo ketagim unglis. The kabila araisa. The Baruch Shalom says the wonder of the second Beis HaMikdash, that's us, the wonder of that way of life is Kabila Raisa, like the Targum translates. You learn Torah, you receive the Torah, you observe mitzvahs. You're working hard, you're learning Torah, you're struggling in Torah. And the Torah is the way to become a tzaddik and a yasha, to become a tzaddik, and to be a person that's yasha, that's straight, that's erlich, that's honest, that's kind, that's polite, that's fair. I just want to have my office. I opened up an envelope. There was something in the mail of some non-religious Jew in the neighborhood that wrote me a letter complaining that there's somebody in the Orthodox community. It happens not to be somebody from the shul. No, she's probably sending to all the rabbis that stole from her $25,000. And that isn't this a desecration of God's name? She says, I'm not Orthodox, but isn't this a desecration of God's name? I don't know. It might be not true at all. I hope it's not true. Unfortunately, she writes to the name of a person that I know, and she says that took advantage of me and took borrowed money from me and whatever. It's a whole story. So I hope it's not true. But if this was not true, there are others that unfortunately are true. So on that way of life, the Kabila Raisa, v'lo Hakimu. V'novel hum loshem medrash b'eishes rabba noiv lo yischoch m'shomai l'toyra. Novel, I mentioned this last week just in passing, that novel is a lashon of noivlois. Novel means that something flows down. It flows down. Noivlois, a trickling of, also means a derivative. When something like comes out of an orange, the juice, it's a derivative of, that flows out of. Noivlois chachma shamala toira. There's a chokhmah elyona, the infinite wisdom of God, that trickles down into our life as the Torah Hashem. And the Torah Hashem itself trickles and flows down into every single crack and crevice of creation. Kahu b'shem ha-groza, v'loi chokham, v'loi hakim u'lias nizhorim man-hogara. That's the Pella of the second base of Mikdash, of the Jews of the second base of Mikdash, and of our time. Kabila Raisa. You receive the Torah. You receive the Torah. You're learning Torah. You're keeping mitzvahs. And there's a Jew who you don't like, or you don't agree with his politics, and you already put up a sign in the mikvah calling him a Nazi. Or there's a little girl that's walking down the street, she's not wearing the kind of socks that your daughter wears, and you spit at her. Kabila Raisa. Let's say, maybe it's the Shem Shemayim. There is something, still there are people that are Shem Shemayim. Kabila Raisa v'lo Hakimu. You're a complete chamor. You don't, it never trickled down to you. You don't understand that the Chochmah Elyonah, everything in the world is Torah Hashem. Ukvan Nisbor Le'el. Korban Bes by Shani Ba, Kilkal De Gedoy La'Torah. The Nitziv says, people now would like to make believe this Nitziv was never written. The Amidah was never written. The Nitziv says there that the Ikka Kilkel of the second Beis Hamikdash was Ali Dei Gidoli HaTorah. Great Talmid HaChachamim. Great Talmid HaChachamim who had forgotten or had become insensitive to the Kol Hashem, that the Kol Hashem Poshet in creation, and as a result of that, there could be a Kamsa of a Kamsa. As a result of that, the Talmid Chacham was standing there. By the big Sudas Mitzvah, by Kamsa by Kamsa. All the Gedolei Yisrael was standing there, and the Sinas Yisrael that was coming out from Gedolei Yisrael, from Talmid Chacham, and not to stand up for Jews who were being mistreated, not to see the good in other Jews. Chazal said it because of the sinas chinam. It wasn't talking about simple plain people. And it says, "Al degdolei hatorah, degdolei hatorah." The tone of the generation is set by the degdolei hatorah. The tone of the generation is set by the degdolei hatorah. Kabilu araisa lo hakima. That's what Rav Kook is talking about. You're hearing the Torah, you hear the Aseret HaDibros, but you don't hear the Aseret HaMa'amaros. How could you hate a person? What are you hating this person? For what? For what? The sinner, the hatred, the smallness, the dishonesty in business, the Chil Hashem, the bickering that goes on in one shul, in one community, in one family, the bickering, the fights, the narishkeit, and everybody's kabila or ice. Everybody's frumer than the next person. Everybody's frum. Kabila or ice, v'lo hakima. That's what the Nitziv is saying. Kabila or ice, v'lo hakima. Well, Hashem is what should help us, that we should be makabla Torah and to be chacham. If Hashem gave us the Torah, it means that He knows that we can do it. It means that He trusts us, that we could be good, and that we could understand what when he's talking to us. He's talking to us everywhere, every minute, every second. He's talking to us. Hashem's Baruch should help us. Avraham Avinu heard, nobody else heard, and that's how we got started, because Avraham Avinu shimi bas ri'i. Avraham Avinu heard. He looked at the world, and in the world he didn't see Hashem's Baruch. There were no signs in Hebrew in the world. There were no signs. Glap kaisha shom b'shabbos. Avraham Avinu wasn't in such a world. But he heard shimi bas ri'i, and he heard the Kadosh Baruch Hu until he finally his vayera love, until he saw Kadosh Baruch Hu. We should be zeichem in this.